morning and welcome to episode number 4 of our podcast called I Woke Up Like This with Indelibel.
Hey guys.
That's Ashley and I'm Katie. We are on episode 4 already.
Can you believe it? Time is just flying by so fast.
I know. So today we're going to get into how to prep for microblading, the do's and the don'ts.
Yes. What have you been up to this week? Anything new and exciting?
Not really too much. I did celebrate my dad's birthday on Saturday, so we had like a big family bash and everyone over, and we celebrated with some pizza and wine and just some family time, so that was really nice.
That sounds amazing. Pizza and wine.
I know, right? What about you?
Just kind of getting back to the daily grind since I went on my vacation to Utah to get my brows done. I feel like I have magical brow power now.
They look amazing.
Oh, thanks. So just been working behind the scenes to get other great services for you guys. I've been working with Care Credit, which is a financing option. And so you guys as podcast listeners will be the first to know that we now accept Care Credit.
Very cool. It's
a great financing option if you just need a little more time to pay off the bigger balance of $400 for your eyebrows. So
that's perfect.
Care Credit. So that's what's been going on in Indelibel.
I love that.
Yeah.
You even switched up your shop a little bit, made some new like little changes in there.
Oh yeah. We have some new furniture and some new employees. We're just freshening things up. So I have two great girls in the shop. Phones have been blown off the hook, so I have a receptionist there to answer all of your questions. And then, of course, we have Jilliana there helping with lashes. She is just awesome.
She's doing so great, her schedule is
like booking up fast because, you know, with these warmer weather days coming up, everybody wants to not have raccoon eyes.
Right. Well, you want to look good because summer's right around the corner.
I know.
So now's kind of the time when you really want to get your lashes and brows done.
Yeah, like honestly, now's the time to start getting your brows done because it's a two-treatment process. So if you start in March, your second treatment will be in April, and then you are ready for summer, and you won't have to worry about your eyebrows wiping off. If you get lashes, jump in the pool, don't have runny mascara.
Yeah,
like,
so
now's the time.
We are starting to, I mean, that's already on our topic for the day. So how to prep for microblading, the do's and the don'ts. So what leads up to your first appointment?
I mean, I know all of the, like, what I should tell you, what's good tips and tricks, but when you came to your first appointment, did you do anything in particular?
Well, I remember asking you questions about what I should and shouldn't do, but I know that I definitely washed my hair
before I came in. Yes, that's a big one.
And my face, and kind of, I think I did exfoliate a little bit just to make sure my skin was really smooth and didn't have any dead skin. But definitely washed my hair because I knew it was going to be a little bit more difficult once I got my brows done.
Yeah. So like we talked about last week with aftercare, you have about a week of restrictions. So if you just prep, you know, the day of your appointment or the night before your appointment, washing your hair so you don't have to wash it for a day or so, that will really help you out the first day. You don't have to wear any makeup at all when you come into your appointment. If you feel comfortable drawing in your brows so I can see what they look like, please do. But we have plenty of time to draw in things. So if you want to come with a fresh, clean face so you don't have to worry about wiping around your brows, clean hair, clean face.
It makes things a little bit, go a little bit quicker.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. And then you don't have to stress that night of like, oh, how am I going to maneuver around these brows? I don't want to bump them.
Right. I think I came in, though, with a full face of makeup on.
I think you came right after work. You're like, I'm here. Let's do it.
Right. Because we do Facebook Live and pictures and stuff. So I was like, I'm sorry. I'm going to be coming with mascara and everything. But you were cool.
But it's still like you still managed.
Exactly.
It was still just fine.
And you have makeup remover wipes and everything right there to take
it off. Yeah, I have everything that will get through it.
Not a big deal.
So you did mention that you exfoliated a little bit.
Yes.
So that is a great thing to do because how often do we exfoliate our eyebrows?
Right.
So sometimes when people come in for their first appointment, they have a lot of dead buildup in their eyebrow hair, like just behind there because, I mean, you're washing your cheeks, you're washing your forehead, but you don't really think about your eyebrows.
Scrubbing your brows.
So you need to stop at the 2 week mark. But like if you schedule your appointment and I'm booked 3 weeks out, take that week, exfoliate your brows gently. Like don't make them bleed or anything. Don't overdo it, but get that dead skin out of there. So if that top layer of skin is exfoliated off, you're going to get better color retention. So you did the right thing by gently exfoliating.
But are you saying you shouldn't exfoliate once you're in that 2 week countdown?
Like 2 week, week and a half. I just don't want you to come in and your skin to be super irritated and then I can't work on it. Any kind of chemical peel, microdermabrasion, anything that you're going to a spa or anything like that, 2 week mark. But if it's just at home, gentle exfoliation, 1 week.
Now on that topic, what about getting your eyebrows waxed or threading?
That is a great topic and question. So tinting, I have a lot of people who tint their brows. I want to make sure that there is no chemical reactions with dyes and pigments. Tinting, waxing, threading, 1 week prior. Again, we don't want your skin to be super irritated. So when in doubt, stop everything at 1 week. But if you don't want to deal with your brows and you want me to see exactly where your hair is, what's going on, I'll remove the hair that's outside of the boundaries that we decide where we need to microblade. So another big thing is now with the warmer weather, which I'm super excited for.
Yes.
With that 1 week of healing time, really pay attention to your calendar. Making your appointment so you have at least a week, 2 weeks before you go on any major vacations that include the beach, the pool, any type of sun exposure. You want to make sure that you aren't worried about, oh, I can't get my eyebrows wet. So really make sure that vacations don't conflict with your first and second appointment.
The other thing that I am just remembering you telling me is that if you work out a lot, to also keep that in mind because you sweat and you don't want that dripping into your freshly microbraided brows.
Yeah, you'll want to tone down some workouts just a little bit. What happens when we sweat? We generally sweat on our brow bone, our forehead, and we wipe that area without even knowing it. So if you can work out and not touch your brows or touch your forehead, that's great. But also keep in mind that you might need to tone it down for a few days with working out.
So it's a 2 hour appointment.
Yes.
Leading up to that, you're going to be laying there. You really don't. I mean, you might take like a minute break or something like that, but you definitely want to make sure you're not hungry prior to your appointment.
Yes. So just making sure that you've had a little snack before you come and see me. Just because you don't want to be like laying on the bed like being like, oh, I feel like I'm going to pass out because my blood sugar's low. Or I love like the first hour of your appointment is so interactive where we're talking, we're drawing in your eyebrows, and then you lay down and you start relaxing and everybody's stomach just growls. It's so funny. And then you're like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, so just have a little snack before you come and it will just give you the energy to get through your appointment.
The other thing is downtown parking. So if you're used to parking at a meter, but parking in the parking garage, a little bit easier to avoid the parking meters because that's such a longer appointment.
Yes. So the appointment is 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Parking meters are a 2 hour max that you can feed them and get the allotted time. Mm-hmm. But let me give you a little insider information that if you park in a parking garage, it's half the price than on the street.
Very true.
So there is Carroll Creek Parking Garage and Church Street Parking Garage that are literally about a block away from the shop. Google map it, park at either one of those, and just take a little walk, save some money. Don't worry about, oh, is my meter going to expire?
Right.
Because you're not going to have time to like walk out and feed it. Carroll Creek or Church Street Parking Garage.
So the pain, we've talked about this a few episodes ago. Overall, not so bad. You may feel like a little bit of a twinge, but something that you recommended, taking ibuprofen if you think that you're not going to deal so well with a little bit of pain from the microblading. What do you recommend about that?
So a lot of people are really worried because with tattooing, you're not supposed to take any kind of blood thinners. Ibuprofen is one of those.
Okay.
We're going so light into the skin that an ibuprofen, a couple ibuprofens before your appointment isn't going to make a big deal. If it's going to relax you and help take the edge off of things, please take a couple of ibuprofen before you come into your appointment. But if you are, please eat something so it doesn't hurt your stomach.
Yes.
But really, like you said, the pain isn't that bad. But taking an ibuprofen, you're more than welcome to do. If you're on any other like prescription blood thinners, please give me a call and let's talk about it to make sure that it's okay to still be on them or if you need to stop them 3 days prior. But anything over the counter within the directions of the medication is totally fine to take.
Perfect. So I think we pretty much covered all the do's and don'ts for how to prep for your microblading. Is there anything else that you wanted to?
I would say next episode, we're going to be talking about frequently asked questions. Anything that we haven't touched on that you guys are curious about, please chime in. Please let us know if we haven't covered anything that you're curious about. And again, take advantage of it because I'm not always available to answer the phone. So this is your time to have that personal consultation Q&A with me.
So next week, frequently asked questions. That'll be episode 5. And I did want to tell you, so you recommended, I think it was a couple episodes ago, the collagen.
Yes.
And you take the pill form, right?
I take the powder and the powder. Coffee.
Mm-hmm. So I found liquid collagen.
Oh.
I love it. It's wonderful.
How do you, like, do you just take it as a shot or how does the liquid?
Yep. I just take it. It's grape flavored. So that makes it easy.
Oh, yummy.
So yeah, I've just been taking it as a little shot. I think it's a tablespoon that you're supposed to take. So it's been really easy. You just take it before bed. And then it helps again with your joints and your skin, your hair, your nails, all that good stuff.
So for my beauty routine this week, I actually have been going to Transformed Med Spa.
Oh, have you? I
love
it there.
On Thomas Johnson Drive. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of become my safe haven, my place to relax because everybody comes in and lays down on my bed. And
right.
Just,
you deserve some of that too.
I need a place that I need to go to too. So I went to Transform Med Spa. I've been getting some laser hair removal, which for the summer months coming up, that is like start now.
Yes.
But then I'm super excited because next week I have my hydrofacial scheduled. So I'm super excited. I've heard great things about that.
I've never gotten one of those before.
So next time we chat, I'll be able to tell you about hydrofacials.
Cool. So do they use water with that? Amazing?
I have no clue. I was like, that looks amazing. Let's try it out. Have no clue. We're just diving right into it.
I did try microdermabrasion for the first time a month or so ago. That was cool. I enjoyed that. It felt great and made my skin feel good too.
I was going to say, you are on skincare routine.
I
love it.
I have been.
I love it.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us on episode 4 of I Woke Up Like This with Ashley from Indelibel. This has been a really fun episode.
And you guys have a great week. We can't wait to hear from you about your frequently asked questions.
Yes.
And remember, you still have a chance to win the free microblading that we'll announce in a couple of episodes.
That's right. And that is all at WFRE.com under our podcast, I Woke Up Like This.
Have a great week, guys.
Thanks, guys.